106. Right now, some scattered showers in Jacksonville at 76 at Talk Radio WBOB.
The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
1.7 billion were there for his birth. 220 countries tuned in for his first step.
Woohoo!
The world stood still for that stolen kiss. And as he grew, so did the technology. Broadcast live and unedited to an audience around the globe.
Cool, man.
Coming to you now, enclosed in the largest studio ever constructed, and along with the Great Wall of China, one of only two man-made structures visible from space. Now, it's...
I'm speaking plainly with Bill Hay.
But it will be. We're back on live, by the way, now, Don. Good evening and welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Our engineer, Don, walked in, wanted to know if we're okay. Hey, Don, I tell you what, if you want to, come over and play with these compressors while I'm hot on the mic, and then I'll give you an idea. We got some issues with the compressors, the DBXs over here. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. We're going to do a little house cleaning and a little technical adjustment while our magic wizard, Don Fleming. Gosh, Don's probably had more time in jump in with me on this, Tom. If you had to add up all the hours that everybody in local Duval radio had, wouldn't this guy be like the Triceratops of Duval radio?
Or whatever that word is. Yeah.
Or maybe the big mean one that eats all the other dinosaurs? Tyrannosaurus Rex. Rex. Yeah, this okay. would be the.
I know Don is a great engineer, by the way. I mean he's one of the, along with Jerry Smith,
one of the old school guys. Yeah,
this is the Hall of Fame.
It truly is, and we're blessed to have him. And he's standing here looking at me, going, "This is our compressor right here." For some reason or another, is clipping. All right, so we had Councilman Matt Schellenberg in here. We got through a bunch of different topics, but. Wanted to go in a little bit of a different direction this last hour of today's show. Joni, what's your personal opinion? If you were testing for a job position that had been in effect since the late 1940s, and you each year those scores were always released, you're trying to be on a team, and since the late 1940s, the scores of who got on the team and who didn't make the cut, who didn't make the grade, had always been published. And then for some reason or other, this year, the scores weren't published, and you happened to be the person on the team. How would that make you feel?
Disenfranchised?
Even though you made the team, you would feel bad because the scores weren't published?
I think it would put people who want to become part of the team at a disadvantage.
Okay. So you want me to tell you what this is all about?
Sure.
For the first time since the inception of the Blue Angels, the Navy's elite fighter demonstration team, there's a woman on the team. But also for the first time ever since the team was formed, the qualification scores to be on the team are not going to be made public record. And there were 14 men that tried out and one woman, and she made the team, and the other 14 men did not make the grade, according to the panel of other members of the Navy and Marine Corps Aviation Elite Specialist panel, found that she was going to be put up as the first. Now, doesn't that kind of have those weird kind of behind the scenes, let's make this a woman's first thing because of the whole Me Too movement? Doesn't that kind of make it seem like somebody pulled some strings to get the first woman on the team?
I think on this, pardon me, I think on the surface, it absolutely could look that way, because I do have some experience with the Air Force, with the Blue Angels, and the transparency, if you will, that goes into...
You corrected me on Iowa. I'll correct you on Blue Angels are Navy. Air Force's Thunderbirds.
I have experience with the Thunderbirds, not the Blue Angels. But anyway, the transparency that goes into everyone that applies for those slots, and it's phenomenally competitive. in today's environment, I find it hard to believe that they would be able to manipulate those scores to make her a first.
Well, what it, apparently part of the score, I did a little bit of research, not much. I spent about an hour digging through Al Gore's internet, and apparently a big portion of the scoring goes to how well this candidate will portray the modern Navy. You know that the Blue Angels always fly the top line fighter pilot fighters,
right?
Top line Navy aviation gear. And so one of the qualifications is, how will this candidate go forth and portray the Navy in today's modern world? And when they made that statement, but also at the same time said that they were not going to make public the individual scorecards that each judge had given when they go in for this review, basically there's 11 people that have these scorecards, and there's always an odd number so that there's no ties. And those scores are tabulated, and then the total number of those scores will determine how this person ranks. For the first time in the history of the Blue Angels, those scores are not being made public. I look at that, and I look at the way the Me Too movement is going. I look at the way people seem to be kowtowing to the women's vote, and the way women are treated in Hollywood. And, it just seems a little fishy to me that this year is the one year that they decide not to publish those scores, and I think it's wrong. And I hope that someone will infiltrate the Navy hierarchy at some point and force them to release those scores.
Shed some light on the whole situation.
Yeah.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she is actually flying the C-130 that's part of the Blue Angels. Is that not correct?
I do not know what position, because all of this stuff has been sealed. It only indicates that she did make the team. Now, if she's flying the Charlie 130, which is Fat Albert, I did not know that Fat Albert was back online. All of those C-130s had been taken off of flight status because of some wing spar issues that they had. But if that's the case, even that makes it even more of a fishy situation, that if she's only flying the 130, why not make it public? You know, if she's driving the van that's following them from one show to another, why not make it public? It just doesn't make sense to me. My ears sound better.
Thank you.
Don must have fixed it. Way to go. He took my screwdriver too. Oh, there it is. I found it. What a great guy. So thank you, Don. If you're listening out there in the world and our voices sound crisper and better, it's because of
you do
a few little screws and turns and buttons and stuff that he just did. But do you see how we don't better our world as a whole by lowering one group of people to make another group of people feel better about themselves?
I agree.
But we've been doing it for decades now, either with affirmative action or with hiring and entrance policies with colleges. For example, like Councilman Schellenberg was talking about, for many, many years behind the scenes, colleges had a quota of how many Asian students, how many black students, how many males, how many females. I think it should all be based on your qualifications as a student, your entrance exam scores, and some of the things that go into everyday life. It's okay to have a system where not everybody gets a trophy. It's okay to have winners and losers, because although you may be a loser, look at me. I was a winner in science and a winner in math, but I was a loser in football and a loser in baseball. It's okay. It didn't affect me for the rest of my life. We live in a real world, not a constructed video make-believe world, and there are losers. There are people like myself who would get killed on a football field. But yet, the same thing, I could take these guys to town when it comes to doing algebraic functions.
Absolutely. But I don't think it makes you a, quote, loser, because that doesn't interest you.
Well.
And maybe that's semantics, but I also think that's a problem in our society.
It's a problem in this everybody gets a trophy world. This is I'm Speaking Plainly. We're going to step away for a minute. I'll be right back.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, LightStream. Because with LightStream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.89% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to LightStream.com/talk. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, LightStream could save you thousands in interest. And because LightStream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to LightStream.com/talk. That's LightStream.com/talk. LightStream.com/talk.
Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety, and it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. We are J. David Tax Law, a local law firm right here in Jacksonville. Your first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. At J. David Tax Law, only experienced tax attorneys will represent you, and our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777. Or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
Leave the summertime cooking to the Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, just west of 295. Dine in, drive through, or use Uber Eats. The Original Kronos Gyros, shrimp, fish, oysters, wings, and more. The Original Tunis can cater any occasion. 317-9300. And talk with Z, the owner and founder. Ask him how your church or civic group can use the Original Tunis Restaurant for your next fundraiser. The Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street, open 7 days a week. Come meet Z, the founder.
It's I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay.
What you got to say?
Join Bill Hay every Saturday night at 6. Bill will be taking your calls on Jacksonville's only weekend political talk show. Call Bill at 904-222-TALK. That's 904-222-8255. Your opinion counts, so call in and talk to Bill. I'm Speaking Plainly with Bill Hay, only on 600 WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Said, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay, and joining me in the studio, of course, is my producer, Jamie. Wow.
It's a J word.
Joni. I don't even know where the Jamie comes from. Every once in a while, it just comes in out of the back of my head and comes out through my mouth before my brain even thinks about it. Interesting text message that we got, or Facebook message that we got. Bill, you and I are about the same age. What do you think about the remake of all these television shows? Has the TV audience become so stupid that we can only live in the remakes from the past? I think I'll have to expand on that a little bit. You know, we're talking about the fact that Magnum P.I. is starting again with a new cast and a little bit of a change. Higgins is now a woman, and a new guy playing the role of Magnum. Apparently he's the son of the original one or something of that nature. I'm not really sure how he winds up back in Hawaii. But we've had years ago they came out with the remake of Hawaii Five-0. Which didn't follow along the same line as the original TV show. We've got Roseanne tried and failed because of faults of her own. I take personal interest in the Roseanne show, and the reason for that is that, you know, she didn't do anything different than what Kathy Griffin did. In fact, Kathy was exponentially worse. She doesn't do anything different than what Whoopi Goldberg does every single day of the week on The View. The only difference was it's Roseanne. It was a show that was politically targeting an audience that likes Donald Trump.
And it was on Twitter.
Yeah, it was on Twitter. It wasn't even anything related to the show. It was her personal Twitter account. Now, let's see what happens when the new Last Man Standing starts on ABC coming up here in the fall. They're going to be bringing that show back, which I think is great. But as you recall, Last Man Standing was a show that was extremely anti-Barack Obama, extremely anti-progressive. And they say they're going to follow along those same lines with the new rendition or the continuation of it on ABC. I think ABC made a good decision. And if Tim Allen can take what he's done or what he had done previously and can continue along those lines with this new show, and most of the cast has come back. I think there was two holdouts from a couple of the girls that played his daughters. So they'll probably have new daughters playing those roles. But, you know, in this day and age, if you have a show that's doing a few digs at Obama's presidency and maybe lifting up the Trump presidency, I think you're going to have a show that's probably successful. You'll have all the Trump lovers will watch it, and the Trump haters will keep it in the earned media for things that they feel that they need to get away with. So.
I may be mistaken, but I think Last Man Standing was picked up by Fox.
Was it picked up by Fox and it was on ABC?
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
it's
I think
the
it was
opposite.
On ABC. Well, I think it was, yeah.
Okay, so whatever network picked it up is the one that will ultimately end up benefiting from his show. And I loved it. I'm watching it now in reruns on the local station. And I think it's a good quality show. I do recognize the digs that come out against the Obama presidency. And then, you know,
that's not a bad thing.
It's not necessarily a bad thing. I'm sure that if you're an Obama supporter, that you get tired of it just about as much as we get tired of hearing people trying to run down Trump. The difference is that Trump has a standing with the lowest unemployment that's in existence in the last 40 years.
The numbers speak for themselves.
Yeah, the numbers do. And he talks about the fact that China has imposed some tariffs on us. And he's not opposed to imposing tariffs on every single product that comes in from China. I guarantee you, in the grand scheme of things, with how much of China's economy is based on United States purchases, you know, we're going to win.
Give it 3 months,
we're going to win
this. Different ballgame.
Oh yeah, we're going to win this. And if we get into a trade war, I think that's great. The young people today haven't seen a trade war. I was 12, 13 years old when the last one was in existence. The last true full-blown trade war, and it does really good for American businesses, because American businesses start producing products here in the States that they didn't produce previously. Look, recently yesterday, I guess there's another Ford plant that had shut down that had to lay off 500 employees. That plant is going to reopen here in the next 30 days, and they're going to hire 500 more.
Do you remember
where
that was?
Somewhere in the Detroit area, in the outskirts
Fantastic.
Of that area. Yeah, so basically they've been shuttered for about 20 years. About 20 years they'd been shuttered. And they've found a reason now to open back up, restart that line, and employ. They had laid off 500 people. They now think that they'll initially employ 500 more, with the idea that they may expand and possibly employ even more. And the idea that in today's modern mechanized world, that you can employ more people, even with all the automation that takes place, is a great sign. Have you been in Walmart and seen the stock robot yet?
I have not. Tell me about it.
The stock robot is alive and well, alive if you want to call it that.
Functional.
Functional. In the Walmart on the Monument Road area, right over there by the Regency Square area. And it's a neat little device. It stands about 7 feet tall. Has a huge row of lights and also laser receptors on the side. It looks like a 7 foot tall broom, for lack of a better word, with wheels on the bottom of it. So it's got this long pole that sticks out of the top, and it goes from the floor all the way to the very top of whatever shelving unit they have. And it slowly rolls down each and every aisle. And when it gets to the end of the aisle, it turns and goes around the end cap, and then it goes back up the other aisle, and it has a guy who basically his job is to follow it along and make sure that it doesn't hit anybody or nobody messes with it when it's doing its job.
Is it taking inventory? Is it stocking shelves? Or what's it doing?
It's looking for proper placement on the shelves to make sure that the product box that's there is where it's supposed to be. It has a visual image of what every box should look like on every shelf in the entire store. It also has the ability to read the UPC barcodes and know that that box is over the code that it's supposed to be at, and also verify the price that comes up against that box for what that UPS code.
So have you talked to any of the Walmart workers about what they think about it?
Well, yeah, I did. In fact, the guy that was shadowing around, I said, first of all, he didn't know who I was, and that's cool. I understand that. Not very many people do. But he said, don't worry, sir. It won't run over you. Don't worry, sir. The lights will go off. They're not blinding. And I said, I'm good with that. I said, I know what it is. And I walked around it, and I said, so can you tell me how many people did this thing replace? And he said, I can't say. And I said, but you know. And he said, well, I know what they tell us, but I'm not at liberty to tell you. And I said, well, I understand. You've probably replaced 20 people with this one robot. And he said, I can't say. And that was it. Have a nice day, and walked away. But when I talked to the young lady who is a regular cashier there, and I won't say what department, but she indicated to me that it had probably replaced only about 10 people per store, the folks that go around and do the inventory control and the checking and all of that. But it also eliminates the need for a third-party inventory count, which, you know, you've seen them at Home Depot and Walmart and all those places, the people with the little code machines, and they're walking around. And that's completely gone now. They no longer need those folks.
Huge saving.
Huge savings on that particular contract. And the robot runs every day, all day, at some point
never
in time. Never calls in sick. At some
never
point
takes
in time,
vacay.
It's everywhere in the store. I did find something that was interesting, though. They had changed that particular Walmart. It used to be open 24 hours a day. It now closes at midnight and opens up again at 6 a.m. So there's a period of time there when that particular Walmart is not open 24 hours a day. And that has to do with the fact that they weren't able to justify the expense of the
24-hour operation.
So I think we're going to see a lot of that being replaced over a period of time. And unfortunately, for every good report we have on the economy and the folks that are moving forward with expanding their businesses, I think we're going to find that we do take a few hits for every good thing that expands going forward. We take a few hits on things like Walmart inventory control, folks. I had to put that. That was my phone that was vibrating there for you guys that heard it off air. Councilwoman Anna Brochet calling in.
Good deal.
Yeah, but I didn't want to put her up on my phone without letting her know that I was on the air, because that's how you get people to continue to come back to your show, is by not ambushing them and by not setting them up to
being
put them
a
on
straight
the air.
Shooter.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, there's no reason to be in ambush media. It's you know, it works well for Howard Stern, but it doesn't work well for me. I don't like it. I wouldn't want someone else doing it to me, so I certainly don't want to do it then. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plenty. Phone lines are open, 222-TALK, 222-8255, and facebook.com/ I'm Speaking Plenty, and snail mail, bill@600wbob.com, bill@600wbob.com. We're going to step away for a couple of minutes, and we'll be right back. For those of you that have asked about Gripe Night, another Gripe Night coming up real soon, and we'll have that date locked down. In addition, Tuesday nights, here's something that's sprung out of the expanded business of Cotton's Barbecue. Absolutely fantastic barbecue. You should go check it out. But Tuesday nights, walk in there, say, God bless America. That's all you have to do is say that to your server. God bless America. See what it gets you. It's quite a surprise. Great bill. Cotton's Barbecue. We'll be right back.
Talk radio. AM 600. 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Dozens of police officers are on the scene of a potential hostage situation at a Trader Joe's store in the Silver Lake area of Los Angeles. According to local news outlets, a suspect involved in a police chase fled the vehicle and ran into the store. Another person in the vehicle has been taken to the hospital in fair condition. Several people have been seen safely leaving the building and walking toward police who have taken them out of harm's way. A private inspector with Test Drive Technologies says he warned the company operating duck boats in Missouri about serious design flaws less than a year before the accident that killed 17 people Thursday night. Steve Paul says he issued a written report for Ripley Entertainment, which owns Ride the Ducks in Branson, last August, discussing the risk of engine failure and the boat's canopies in an inclement weather situation. This is SRN News.
Download WBOB's mobile app for free from your app store. Powered by Duval County Judicial Candidate Kimberly Sadler.
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get, Martin Appliance Family.
My name is Amanda, and I am in the Life Builders Recovery Program at City Rescue Mission. I've allowed alcohol to take my career, my family, and my faith from me. I was also sexually abused and became depressed, even suicidal. It was those suicidal thoughts that became my wake-up call. I was referred to CRM by another facility that told me I needed a longer-term recovery program. A God-centered program and the counselors at CRM have given me the freedom and the willingness to open up. I no longer see myself as an alcoholic. I see myself as a child of God. I know that I am worthy of love and that I can do all things through Christ. After graduating from CRM, I want to work in the nonprofit field and be of service to others.
I'm Penny Kivett, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
For more than 25 years, the potential for health improvement is seen with each patient that walks through our door. Healthcare decisions don't have to be confusing. Make Island Doctors your medical practice.
Now accepting traditional Medicare as well as Humana Gold Medicare Advantage Plan. Call Island Doctors toll-free, 877-434-4676. That's 877-434-4676 for more information or to schedule a tour.
The latest traffic and weather on WBOB, your 2018 election authority.
8:33 right now. It's all good in both directions on the Arlington Expressway from University Boulevard up and over the Matthews Bridge to 95. The East Beltway is congested north and southbound from Phillips Highway to JTB. Mostly cloudy tonight, some isolated showers, down to 78. Tomorrow, partly sunny, heavy rain at times, mid-90s. A mix of sun and clouds for Monday and a good chance of showers, high 92. In Jacksonville now, it's overcast and 79 at Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good evening, Jacksonville. Welcome back to I'm Speaking Plenty. Hey, once again, I want to thank all of you guys that have stuck around with us throughout the course of the evening. There's absolutely nothing that we can do about some of the things that have occurred. We took a hit, as with several other radio stations around the North Florida area this week, with all the storms and lightning. We took several hits, and when you are on some of the biggest towers in town, that's just a fact. It's an occurrence. It's something that happens, and so they're getting it all worked out. But apparently, we're all kind of back up and running, just a little bit fuzzy.
I forget which day it was, but I was hearing Michael Savage from the middle of the day till the middle of the night,
yeah.
And I'm twitching by the time it's midnight.
That's a good thing. You're not a rhino, are you? Are you
not
a rhino?
All.
Well, why would Michael Savage, one
Michael
of the best?
Michael is just so intense. I mean, 3 hours, I can deal with 9 hours.
I've heard Michael called a lot of things, but intense has never really been one of them. Great broadcaster.
That's the understatement.
He's very proud of himself. He's a good guy. Very proud of himself. Very, very proud of his accomplishments. I did have some folks that kind of commented on some of the things that we talked about earlier, and I haven't gotten a chance. I'm remiss for not reading some of the Facebook stuff that's come up early, but with respect to the possibility of 4 away games for the Jacksonville Jaguars, nothing's in stone yet, folks. It was just a possible proposal that the Jaguars would play more games against American opponents. So that would mean that there would be more teams from the U.S. traveling over to play against. It seems from the far side as though it's setting the Jaguars up as though they're going to be, they're the London opposing force for anybody that comes over there from the United States. So it would be like the Steelers play the Jaguars, or the 49ers play the Jaguars, or the Chargers play the Jaguars, or whatever it is. It's always, you know, they're kind of setting it up to where it'll always be so-and-so will play the Jaguars. And it bothers me.
What have those games done for tourism coming into Jacksonville?
They say that it's done a lot, although the people that say that are the same people that I don't trust not to try and sell the JEA out from under us. So,
ye of little faith.
Oh, yeah. I have little to no faith in our elected officials in this town because of what I'm exposed to on a daily basis. And you know, when we sit at home, I would love to be able to back up the hands of time. And maybe the people that own this station will eventually get that, you know, grant that wish for me, to where I'll go back to on Saturday nights actually having a life and sitting at home and not thinking about politics. Now, that's not true, because it really wouldn't be the...
I can't see that happening, Bill.
Yeah, but it's terrible to know. There was a movie one time about a guy who knew exactly when everyone was going to die. You know, someone would walk into his life, maybe meet him on the street, and somehow or another, something would flash in his mind, and it would be like June the 12th, 2004, and that person was going to die in some incredible accident. It was like he had the headlines of the newspaper the next day. I forgot the name of the show. But it's terrible to be in political talk radio and know some of the shenanigans that go on in the outside world. The average person in Duval County who gets up, goes to work, works hard, comes home with a paycheck, takes care of his family, hopefully takes his family to church on Sunday, just gets up and does the same thing day in and day out, and has an existence and has a life, and sometimes every once in a while he gets a chance to have fun, doesn't get involved in politics per se.
It's very true.
And I have found that really almost to a T, every person that I know of that's involved in politics is a very unhappy person, unless you're the candidate and you're winning all the time. But when you look at folks that are involved in local, it doesn't matter whether you're a Democrat or a Republican or a Green Party or independent or no party affiliation, people get involved in politics and they become, for lack of a better word, more unhappy than happy most of the time.
Now, you're talking about people actually involved in running and
campaigns, in reporting about the campaigns, in talking about the campaigns, in marketing the campaigns, in supporting those folks that are running for office. They're just generally unhappy because they run up against brick walls. You know, as far as city councilmen are concerned, Matt Schellenberg is probably about the happiest city councilman that I know, because he's able to segregate the two, the council from the private. But most of them, get rid of their day job and eventually evolve into their eating, drinking, breathing 24 hours a day politics.
Getting reelected.
Yeah. Anna Brochet, for example, an accountant by day, councilwoman by night, has the difference between private life and public life. John Crescenbeny on the other side, nothing but political life. You know, he got rid of the Hickory Farms distributorship years ago and now just does politics. And, you know, just most of the people that I meet are unhappy in politics. And I look at the headlines. When someone reads a headline for the average newspaper, and they read it and they say, so-and-so is lobbying for this relief on this, you know, or that, or some business to come to town. The average person reads that and they just move on to the next article. They move on to find out the story of the little lost dog that was found on the side of the highway, and some good Samaritan took him in and found out he had a chip, and he's actually lost by a family that was coming to Disney World on vacation and had a flat tire, and the dog got out and ran off into the woods.
And they lived happily.
Yeah, exactly. They move on to that story. But what they don't realize is the story, the first one they read about the lobbyist who had successfully gotten, you know, X number of taxpayer dollars for this new company to come to town, what they don't realize is the backstory that's involved there, and that is the palms that they had to grease. The little guy in town that's been struggling all his life in a family business that, let's say, produces the same widgets, but instead of producing 200,000 widgets a year, only produces 20,000 widgets. But now this new big box store is coming to town with 200,000.
Bigger, better, faster.
Exactly. And so he's going to be out of business. And many people say, well, that's capitalism. He'll move on. He'll find something else. But, you know, it's that shock to your system initially to realize that something you've worked for all your life is gone because some company came in and decided that they were going to, you know, take your product, copy it, build it better, build it quicker, build it cheaper. It happens every day in our country, and we don't realize in our day-to-day lives, all of us have struggles, all of us have problems, all of us have issues that come up. And to us, at that given point in time, they're the biggest, worst, most important issues on earth at that point in time. But if we stop for just a moment and think about the guy that he's run a mom-and-pop sandwich shop all his life, and he's not driving a Cadillac XLR. He's driving a used 2010 Subaru that he can barely afford to put tires on, but he's running the family business, and he's making sandwiches every week. And then all of a sudden, two blocks down the road, a vacant lot comes up, and he finds out that some Firehouse Subs is moving in, or what's the other one that's
Jersey
coming?
Mike's.
Jersey Mike's, or any
Jimmy
of these.
Jimmy John's.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, and he just looks and says, I worked 30 years for this, and now my choice is to continue to get three or four cars a day while the other 20 cars that used to stop in are now down the street getting something at Jimmy John's or Jersey Mike's or any of the big guys. You know, it's got to be disheartening. It's got to be devastating. And we don't realize that when we see this happening. We think, wow, another Jersey Mike's. Wow, another Firehouse. Wow, another this. And we forget about the little mom-and-pop operation that runs, for example, the Chic here in Jacksonville. Great sandwich shop right there in the Regency Square area. But you know, a lot of people pass it by to go to something that's national. You know, it's McDonald's or Burger King or Wendy's or this or that, something else. But I can tell you that Louis at the Chic is an amazing guy with fantastic food. And we used to
and
skip.
And a great family.
Yeah, we used to skip out of Sandalwood High School and come up there for lunch. And his father ran the business at that time. And his father would always watch the clock. He knew how much time we had for lunch. And he'd kick us out. And we're his customers. And he'd still kick us out to make sure that we weren't back in school. Yeah. So, you know, those little things, they may not seem like much to us. But in the grand scheme of things, they mean somebody
else is
taking it on the chin. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill. Hey, we're going to step away for a minute. Phone lines are open. 222-TALK, 222-8255. Join us on the backside, won't you?
Is Greystone Kitchens better than the big box stores for your new cabinets and countertops? About 1,000,000%. Hi, I'm Jeff Martin from Greystone Kitchens and Martin Appliance. We are 1,000,000% better for cabinets and countertops, and I can prove it. Better selection, styles, and options. 100% better. Any color you can imagine. 100% better. Faster turnaround and completion. 100% better. You get a hassle-free fun experience and a contractor that listens to you and brings your dreams to life. It all adds up to 1,000,000% better. For the first time ever, our quick cabinet and countertop makeover is on sale this month. We just got 2,000,000% better. Don't let a store clerk design or manage your project. Get Greystone Kitchens to do it, and you'll have me. I'm a licensed contractor, for crying out loud. Find us at GreystoneKitchens.com. State licensed contractor, CRC 1330991.
What you see is what you get. Martin Appliance Family.
Sean Robinson Realty has the ultimate real estate proposition for you. Own your own home. Sean Robinson Realty has likely sold or listed a property near you. If you close a home with Sean Robinson Realty, he'll give you a brand new big screen HD TV. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-77-SHAWN. Sean Robinson Realty is your one stop for all of your real estate needs. Residential sales, commercial leases, or property management. Locally owned and operated by people who know your community. If you're looking to buy or sell a home or commercial property, don't waste your time. Call Sean Robinson Realty. Imagine getting a free big screen HD TV upon closing. Sean Robinson Realty will do it. Call 904-77-SEAN. That's 904-777-4296. 904-77-SEAN. Sean Robinson Realty.
Black Friday Outlet has Black Friday closeout deals every day. High quality furniture is always up to 80% off. And if it's not the cheapest in town, it's free. Current and past military get extra discounts. 100-day same as cash. Delivery available. They'll even take away your old furniture. High quality furniture, bedding, and rugs at Black Friday Outlet. 1187 Lane Avenue South. If they don't have it, they can get it.
Hi, everybody. It's your morning show host, Ed Dean, right here on Talk Radio WBOB. The primaries are right around the corner here. Now we're going to the months as currently into July and August. Republican-Democrat debates. We cover it all every day right here on the morning show. We always take your calls at 222-TALK, 222-8255, 6 to 9, Monday through Friday, the morning show. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson on FM 101.1, AM 600, Talk Radio WBOB.
Let's get back to I'm Speaking Plainly.
What you got to say?
To join the conversation, call 222-TALK.
Say, hey, hey, hey.
That's 222-8255.
What you got to say?
Once again, here's Bill Hay.
Good afternoon, Jackson. Well, I just wanted to reiterate and follow up on something that we said earlier with respect to Cotton's on Tuesday nights. Go in there and say God bless America and get buy an entree at full price and you get it. Entree, a comparable entree for half price. So that's a pretty
fantastic
good deal. So two can eat for one and a half. That's a good deal.
I love it.
Yeah, I do too. And even if they didn't have that deal, go try Cotton's. It's a great, great place. Good barbecue. Cooked everything.
Great people.
Right there in the pit, not prepackaged, not cooked in an oven, not on those big rotisserie things, you know. So, yeah. It's just all around good stuff. My buddy had a restatement of vows last night and got Cotton's to cater the event, and it was absolutely fantastic. Now, you know what? Here's something to be said that we don't see young people acting in our world what would be considered properly anymore. Here's a guy, he's in his mid-20s, did time in the Navy, got out, married, has two kids. Loves his wife. Great, great young lady. 7-year anniversary yesterday. Spent 2 months in secret putting all this together, getting an Airbnb house down in Flagler County on the water. Got a pastor to come in and redo the vows. Got a photographer. Invited all these friends and people from all around that knew them. And we all got together and went down early without her even knowing about it. We're all hanging out down at this Airbnb. he tells her that he's won some photo contest to take pictures of him and the family, and he won it online and something, you know. And so he drags her down there. She's thinking she's getting pictures taken, family pictures. And here's this big restatement of vows.
How sweet.
It was amazing. But the thing I keyed in on it the most was it was a man, a young man,
right,
in his mid-20s, who thought about how important it is for this young lady to be his wife, and how important it would be for her to have this special day. And that's just not practiced much anymore.
It's not.
And I look, and he might be listening now. And
but what
he
a
is,
great example for his children.
Absolutely.
What he has done is just priceless.
He's got two great little kids that aren't obnoxious. I can stand being around them. They're good kids.
Glad to hear that.
And you know, but we've become so cynical and jilted by
desensitized
by today's society that we think that because so many of these instances come up in the news where young people just don't care, or young people are pushing this agenda, or young people are not caring about this facet of what used to be good in life. And then you find somebody like Matt and Jamie that just come out of the woodwork and prove to you that there are still good, wholesome families that have,
just have to
old school values. Yeah. Now, you know, they're few and far between. I'm going to categorize it. They're few and far between, but they are still out there. And if we take those few that are still out there and reward them for good behavior, as opposed to what we generally do in society, and that is reward people for bad behavior, we will eventually turn this world and this situation around, I believe, although there are many others. And I find it, I'm telling you, it's difficult not to believe that we're on a slippery slope, sliding downhill past the point of no return, to where eventually our entire culture has to just collapse and then be rebuilt up as something new. Because right now our priorities are really messed up. We have a greater desire to have a fancy car than we do to have a suitable home, or a fancy car as opposed to a good job with a good amount of money stored away in the bank for a rainy day.
Or a fancy car versus a stable relationship.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know,
We've lost the ability to differentiate between needs and wants.
Oh, absolutely. Everyone now believes that their wants should actually take place or take precedence over their needs. And if they have a need for shelter and they have a need to pay rent for that shelter, then their wants to go out and party with their friends on Tuesday and Thursday, and the idea that, oh, I'll make it up, you know, in overtime, or I'll just stretch the landlord along, or any number of 1,000 excuses, that takes precedence. Having that next beer or that next drink or going out to dinner as opposed to cooking at home takes priority over a lot of the established requirements for day-to-day life, like, you know, cutting the grass and paying the rent and keeping the phone bill on. And I know people right now that will avoid doing safe things on their cars, like fixing the brakes and fixing the tires. And I'm guilty of that too, but I know what's wrong with my stuff. But I see people that don't have a clue on how to do auto mechanics, don't have a clue on anything with respect to having the tools in order to fix it themselves, but they will put all of those safety things on hold because the new iPhone 7 just came out and they want to spend $1,000 on a phone. Now, I can tell you that if you put a room...
Their priorities are so skewed, you don't even know where to begin.
Well, they're skewed towards materialistic things. You know, if you put... And maybe you can do it, Joni, because you're out in public and in social life more than I am. But if you put 5 different types of iPhones on the table, could you tell which ones were which?
I wouldn't have a clue.
I know teenagers. I'm talking about 15, 16, 17-year-old
kids.
They
could tell you chapter
and
verse.
Could tell you exactly which model it is, yep, how many gigabytes of storage it is, and why. It's a phone. It's used to make phone calls.
No, it's used for everything else but phone calls.
That's the scary thing, is we should have never had things like laptops, people say, well, Bill, you got to move into the 21st century. Well, moving into the 21st century with laptops and cell phones and tablets and all these things, I use them too, but it doesn't move me further away from my friends. I try to glam on to that old idea of friends get together from time to time, sit around and talk. I mean, we were at this thing.
And put the phone down.
Yeah, we were at this thing with Matt last night. There was 8 or 10 of us sitting around a wicker table outside in the dark talking. Imagine that.
Oh, my gosh.
And they're all, you know, they're mid-20s. I think I was the oldest guy at the table. And they're all sitting around talking and having a good time. And just sharing memories and just it was an amazing thing.
You weren't posting on Facebook.
I don't think I remember anybody picking up their phone at all.
Hallelujah.
I don't think I remembered one single time anybody picking up their phone at all, including myself. It was a great evening, and I wish we can have more of them like that, get together with groups of people and just put the phones aside and have a barbecue. Everybody come over and hang out in the yard.
Have a conversation.
And just, yeah, exactly. Things that we've lost track of over the years. And when it comes to having those conversations and people were smart enough, I don't think at any given time last night did we talk politics. I don't think at any given time last night did we talk about anything controversial. Maybe a short 2 or 3 sentences with somebody there between myself and them over Trump haters and you know, all the things he's doing. It might have been 2 or 3 sentences out of an entire conversation. And I'm not saying that politics would have made that evening any less enjoyable. It certainly wouldn't have for me, because I enjoy that aspect of it. But for the ladies that were there and for some of the other folks, I'm sure that it would not have been, you know, what they wanted
enjoyable,
to talk.
Right.
No, they wanted to talk about clothes and cars and, you know.
Fun stuff.
Yeah, girly stuff. Anyway. So next week, we're going to try and get Jacoby Pittman in here. In the coming weeks, we've got Anna Brochet coming in. She's going to talk with us about budget. We've got Matt Schellenberg coming in. He's going to talk with us about budget. A lot of budgetary items that have been proposed in this cycle that I don't agree with.
And I have a favor to ask.
Sure.
When Jacoby comes in, will you ask her how much her salary is?
Sure.
That'd be interesting.
I'd be interested to see if she actually answers me too.
Absolutely.
I don't know that she will. Now, as a city councilman, I know how much she's going to make, because that's public record,
right.
And they all do that. But if you're asking me if I will ask her about
her salary
with respect
to Claire White,
sure. Knowing Jacoby for as long as I have, I would be willing to bet that she will not divulge that information. Doesn't mean that she's a bad person. Somebody asked me how much money I make, I'm not going to tell them. It's none of their business. But, you know, you got to ask. Got to ask at least once. You're listening to I'm Speaking Plainly. I'm your host, Bill Hay. We're going to step away for another week. We'll be back in here again, same bat time next week, same bat channel. I can't guarantee that if you didn't hear tonight's show, that it will be on tomorrow. But if it is, it will be on from 6 to 9 on AM 1600 and FM 100.3. So remember those two dials for tomorrow night, AM 1600 and FM 100.3. During the course of the week, if you'd like to reach me, you can. Bill at 600WBOB.com. Bill at 600WBOB.com. I read all my emails and I look forward to getting them from you. You guys be safe and enjoy the rest of your weekend. We'll see you next week.